Lac La Biche. The Lac La Biche Regional Humane Society, LLBRHS, is aiming to provide solutions to help reduce the overpopulation of pets in Lac La Biche County, and ultimately reduce the number of animals coming into care with the LLBRHS. The reason it is so important is that we are managing at least 400 to 450 animals per year that come through our doors. That's a lot of animals for a population our size, said MJ Siebold, the LLBRHS chair for the nonprofit organization. The organization heavily relies on volunteers. The spay and neuter program, in partnership with Lac La Biche County, was originally introduced in 2020 and saw 52 animals supported. After experiencing funding challenges during the pandemic, this year's roughly $17,000 program is back up and running and is eligible for up to 3 household pets at a 50% reduction in costs, she explained. It's a municipally funded program, so the only prerequisite to qualify for it is that you just need to be a county resident. You can also have up to 3 animals per year fixed under this program, spayed or neutered. County residents are able to get their cats and dogs fixed at any clinic. Then, they submit a receipt for the procedure, which costs roughly $300 per animal. Pet owners will then be reimbursed for half the costs, she explains. Considering all the financial challenges and an increase in inflation, the program will allow pet owners to save money while indirectly support the shelter, said Siebold. I know for the Humane Society, our costs have gone up 40% in the last year. So if we're feeling that impact, we know that our residents are feeling that impact as well, making the savings that much more important for pet owners, she said. If it's $150 instead of $300, it really could make the difference for a large percentage of our population, because it's tough right now. Siebold explains a female cat and a female dog alongside their offspring can contribute to producing thousands of kittens and puppies over their lifespan. Keeping pets healthy. In an effort to control cat and dog populations, the long-term health and behavioral benefits that spaying and neutering can provide are important for the four-legged family members, she said. We are also trying to prevent long-term diseases, cancers, ovarian cancers, uterine cancers, testicular cancers, as well as some of the negative behaviors that accompany animals that aren't spayed or neutered. There's a lot of different reasons why it's key. Having a positive relationship with a pet, not only in the household but in a public setting, is also important for socializing and bonding, Siebold explains. Supporting the shelter. With hundreds of dogs and cats coming through the shelter each year, donations and volunteers are always required. The pandemic saw many animals lose crucial social time needed for development and bonding due to restrictions, so rebuilding and finding new volunteers is vital, explains Siebold. Whether or not it's walking dogs or socializing, spending time with cats, working events, selling 50-50 tickets, we do all kinds of things with our volunteers and we can't do it without our volunteers. So, if anybody's interested, the first step is to contact us. If a dog has gone for a good walk with one of the volunteers and someone comes to meet and potentially adopt that animal, everybody is a little calmer and that can make a difference in animals being adopted, says Siebold. For many of the dogs and cats who have spent several months in the shelter and are ready to find a forever home, there are many ways to help. The shelter's largest annual online auction, Christmas for Critters, will be back this November, said Siebold. You can bid on some of our great auction items. And it really is a fun event, and we usually raise about $10,000 with that one. It's a big one for us. To volunteer, donate or apply to the SNP program, visit www.llbrhs.com.